You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. .842 on a Tuesday that feels an awful lot, a lot like Monday, but I guess the rest of us are all lucky. Joining me from just north of Houston, Texas, is the guy we met. When the hell did we meet you, Hinkle? A year ago?
About a year ago. I think when I was leaving New Mexico, headed into Arizona.
No, I met you before that. I met you sometime between North Carolina and I want to say Georgia or somewhere. That is my recollection. I met you early in the walk and then we did the Where's Waldo thing. But for those of you listening, Larry, a former Amtraker, got out as a sergeant.
Yes.
Right. He crosses path with Caruso, and then Caruso talks him into walking across the country for some reason. I'm still not exactly sure about that. And so do you think Caruso walks across the country? No, he don't walk across. Hinkle does, though. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Caruso.
When you're status.
Yeah, Caruso doing good things to help people. Yeah, hey, buddy, I think you should walk across the country. You want to come with me? No, not really, but I think it's a great idea that you do it. So anyway, Larry does it, and he stops in cities all across his route, and he was started buying people lunch with the help of some companies and some folks, and would have media events all to say thank you to veterans and first responders. And so gets to Camp Pendleton, his Amtrak brothers at Third Tracks. And I have to tell you this. So I'm watching videotape of the guys from Fourth Tracks out of Galveston, right? And they're moving around Houston in their Amtraks. And they show them in a parking lot. And there's a civilian standing there in a pair of jeans and a baseball hat. And he has his Yat Yass shirt on. And I thought, you got to be kidding me, man. They're everywhere. And so just in case you don't know, if you're an Amtraker, Larry, tell everybody what Yat Yass means.
It means you ain't tracks, you ain't shit.
Okay, so that's there. Everywhere you see trackers, you see it. They have a museum at Camp Pendleton, and it's a big Quonset hut. It's painted, like, on the outside of the Quonset, like, bigger than shit. You see it forever. And it's, like, in red and yellow letters. So, so anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. But,
you know,
go ahead.
You say Fort Trek, and I was down there less than a month ago. Master Sergeant Collins and his crew, they're wired tight there. They got a company's worth of Amtrak doing operations. It's pretty motivating.
All right, so talk to me. Were you down in Texas when this happened? Did you go down there? Because you made a lot of good friends on the southern part of the country during your walk. Tell us how you got there.
Sure. So last year I did what's called the hump. And this year, being born and raised in, you know, state of Texas in the Dallas area,
right,
I wanted to get back to the state, and I was on a track is what I call the Lone Star Hump, and it was a 16-city Texas tour. I was just wrapping up. I had two cities left to go. I still do, Waco and Kilgore. But, man, I've been here for 3 weeks. I was in town when the hurricane got here and figured, you know, this is the capacity that could, you know, I could help more people doing this. So I'm here, you know, running supplies, running the Costco's and finding the rescue places that need the most supplies. And, you know, a lot of it's cleaning supplies, a lot of it's food, water, pillows, blankets, diapers, stuff like that. So, man, the overwhelming generosity, love, and support is really, you know, making an impact on some lives out here.
Talk to us about, have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, you grew up in Texas, so, I mean, really, tornadoes and hurricanes are part of, especially on the eastern side of the state, are part of growing up there. Have you ever seen anything like this?
So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I did I did some work for FEMA doing blue roofs, and Hurricane Ike hit, I believe that was 05, 06, something like that, out on the East Coast, and I was Pensacola, at Pensacola Beach, and that was the first time I really kind of saw a destructive path of what a hurricane could do and stuff like that. But, you know, this past 2 weeks, man, it blows that out of the water. I've never seen anything like this. We, excuse me, we started on last Tuesday, running and gunning, trying to find places to put the boats in and, get rescue calls. There's this app that came out, and it's a civilian band radio. So it basically a civilian dispatch saying, hey, we need both such and such. Who's in this area? Who's in that area? So Tuesday and Wednesday, we did that all throughout Houston. And then all Wednesday, we were in Beaumont, Port Arthur area, which really got slammed. And man, we barely made it there in time. We were driving through 2.5 feet of water, and it was really crazy, man. So seeing all aspects and all people from all over the country, you know, I mean, it was like we were the only people on the highway, boats and semis with supplies and trucks and stuff like that. So it was just insane seeing, you know, the heartbeat of America come together in one area. It's during the middle of the storm, mind you. So it was really cool. It was like we were chasing down tornadoes, but it was all boats and jet skis and flat bottoms and airboats. Really cool.
A little bit of adrenaline rush?
Yeah, it was, you know. We all kind of missed that, and it does. It takes you back kind of, golly, I can't tell you how many vets I met just out doing it. You know, you can tell automatically how many Marines are out here. Just it's unbelievable, man. You know, we've got that mentality, like you always call it our tribe,
right?
We got that mentality, you know, first in, we're gonna help however we can,
right? And don't flinch, and we don't mind the adrenaline either.
Right, we kind of feed off of it.
Right. No, it's the truth. I mean, it's one of the things when you come back, it's not as exciting. And so let me, I got an email. Hey, Mac, where are they getting their supplies from? Does he have a website if we want to help Larry, through donations or anything? How is he doing what he's doing?
So, thehump.org is the website. It's through Phase Line Organization. That's what we utilized last year to kind of be the that made the hump happen. So this year we're doing the Lone Star Hump, and, you know, by happenstance, I'm here in Houston, and, it's my point and place of duty, right after we get off the phone here, we're headed up to Costco. We're going to go stock up on, you know, about $1,000 worth of stuff. This place that we're going to in New Caney is in dire need of supplies. So, it's just about making these contacts. After that, my Marine brother from out there in Sacramento flew in, and we're going to go check on a buddy. His friend's house got, you know, total loss, so we're going to go by and help, you know, haul whatever we can. Just going through these subdivisions, you know, everybody's livelihood's out on the curb. You see these signs, you know, you loot, we shoot. You see the severity. You know, it clicks how real it is, and you want to help these people in any way that you can. You know, if it's just running to get gas for a generator for them, or you know it. You know the mentality.
No, you know, I'll tell you what. I actually lived in North Dakota in a city that flooded. It flooded and then the downtown caught fire during the flood, electrical fire, and it was devastated. And talk about this, because I'm sure you've had conversations with people. All this national concern, right? Well, the people down there, a lot of them aren't seeing a lot of it because, you know, their TVs got destroyed, and so you listen to the radio, and if you don't have flood insurance, there's this realization that A, you might not be able to stay, because depending on how quick your job comes back, and where my kids can go to school. And do I have family in the region that my wife can take the kids and go to? And then once she's there and the kids go to school and she gets a part-time job, you know, as much as we like Houston would like to stay, my job's not coming back. I got to go because we don't have any insurance. So there's this real-world drama that goes on. And Houston's screwed because now they're having to – the water's staying high because they're having to reduce the water levels in the reservoirs, because those things can only stay high so long before they'll give way. And so it's just the human drama is still unfolding down there, and you see it, your thoughts on it. You see it every day.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And you know, with the flooding, obviously a lot of stuff long-term after the fact, you know, the diseases, the dead animals, you know, I mean, we saw a horse that drowned and the biological effect after a flood is just, right. You go to an intersection that was underwater when we were chasing it in boats, and then you go in there and try to, you know, see how you can help in this subdivision, and it looks like a tsunami went through there, you know, debris all in this one house. And, there's another debris where the road wise, it's a big clump of debris. And then, you know, people are just bringing their couches, their TVs, their livelihood out on the curbs and letting it dry out, you know, and we were talking to people yesterday in a, you know, less fortunate area that they're waiting on FEMA to come, you know, their house is a complete lost. There's no floor. The subfloor is just disintegrated.
What's gonna happen, Larry, is FEMA's gonna, the slow realization is, when you total all this money up, okay, J.J. Watts raised close to $20 million. The head of Dell pledged $36 million. Let's just say that all told, you have $100 million in these agency money. Well, there's 2.3 million people in Houston, right?
Yeah. There,
let's just say there's 700,000 households. You know, what does everybody get? $1,000? You know,
right?
And that's enough to pay to get your ass out of the city. So that's the scope of the problem, and what these people are going to find out when FEMA shows up is, look, we can make low interest loans available to you, but that's all we got.
Right.
And there's going to be this slow realization that, in spite of all the concerns, if I'm not financially healthy going into this thing, I'm not going to be able to hang around. I got to go. And that's a big, that's tough stuff for Houston.
Well, I tell you one thing, you're going to love to hear this. The VA really stepped up to a vet and his family in this subdivision we were talking to yesterday. Trailer park and when I say the floor disintegrated, it was particle board, you know, that was the floor, the sub base. So there, to tell you, all you saw was stud. He calls the VA, and the VA has him and his family in a $235,000 house, you know, rent free for 6 months. Afterwards, they have the, you know, an option to buy, to rent. But he said it was a matter of like 3 hours. They were on it. And by the time he registered with FEMA and everything, they found him a house in his area so they can continue. But I thought that was pretty cool to hear from the VA, you know?
Wow. No, I'm stunned, to be honest with you. So because of his housing issue, and it wasn't like he was a VA home buyer, right? He was just somebody renting a house?
Right, correct. So I guess they have these rent houses that I don't know who, maybe the government steps in and allots a certain amount, but I'll bet it is?
I'll bet you it's a foreclosed VA loan that they have that's on their rolls, and so they can, you know, that they've foreclosed on that now they're going to put this guy up in, and wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they're putting him up for 6 months, and then he has an option to continue the lease or, you know, to actually buy.
Do you know that? Hey, do you know the dude?
He's my buddy that flew out here from California. It's his extended family.
Okay.
His family, I guess he married into my buddy's family.
An
Army vet.
Do they? Unbelievable. How did that ever happen?
It was when he was telling me, I was amazed. He said, man, I was expecting all kinds of hassle with the VA. And he said it was a matter of hours. They came out, I sent them pictures of the home, and they had me this house. And then there was other listings in other counties that they had as well. So, you know, obviously he's not the only one that's benefiting from the program.
Wow. I'll tell you what, if you cross paths with him, tell him I'd love to have him on to talk about it, because you know what, the VA takes a ton of crap. We ought to be just as interested in talking about the good things they do, and this is certainly one of them. So if you cross paths with him again, tell him I'd love to have him on All Marine Radio. I mean, even though he's an Army dude, we'll make one of the few exceptions we make and have him on.
We'll show him some love.
Yeah, exactly. The money that you're using to buy the things that you're delivering, where's that money coming from?
Man, it's coming from all over the place. A bunch of friends. You know, when I stepped off last year, I was working a full-time commercial paving sales gig, and you know, that company stepped up, made a huge donation, Entry Technologies in North Texas. You know, I mean, it's just, we've got people coming from Midland that I met last year when I was going on through Midland on my walk, and all these oil companies are sending truckloads of stuff, 18-wheelers of stuff from Midland, and so you know, it's stuff like that. It's if I can just coordinate stuff happening, hey, I can give you the drop off spots that need it the most that I've been to. If it's utilizing the money to, you know, we're going to try to do some kind of first responder meal on 9/11, you know, where we can provide meals for these people that are working endless hours. So any way we can help lighten the load, if it's, you know, getting contractor bags for a lady that's cleaning out her kitchen or however, you know, 10 cases of water, wherever we can lighten the load. Make life a little easier.
Okay. All right, Hinkle, I'm going to task you. When you need the word to get the word out about something, don't be afraid to let us know so we can help you do that. Anything that we could do. So is there a way people can donate to you right now?
Absolutely. You can go to, The Hump, that's THEHUMP, .org. And
I just saw it.
You'll see right in the middle of the page, there's two means of donating, one through a GoFundMe campaign, the other donate now button is the PayPal through GoDaddy.
Got it.
And it's, man, that's, you know, if you want to do that, if you're in the Texas area, you want to haul something in, you can contact me, Larry at phaseline.org. That's phaseline.org, and you know, we, any way y'all want to help spread some love to the people here in Texas that need it the most right now, you know, let's do it.
All right. Larry@phaseline.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so I'm going to put that in what I'm going to publish here. And then we'll also put the website, the link to the website, and up as we pump this story out. And so you and I are going to start doing updates, yes?
Hey, perfect, man. I know Caruso's listening as well, and I tell you what, when we were sitting out on Saturday waiting for the storm to come in, I was like, oh, it's not that bad, and Caruso, he's like, hey, man, it's a hurricane, bro. Just chill. It'll come in, and sure enough, man, it just came in.
Is he in the Carolinas, or is he down in Florida?
He's in Carolina. He was saying that new Hurricane Irma comes up.
Headed that way.
Yeah.
All right. My guest is Larry Hinkle. And first of all, I know you got work to do, so I'm gonna leave you be. I will be checking in with you, and whenever you need to pass something, all you got to do is reach out, and we'll pump it all over the internet and make sure we link it to your website. Also, we'll give your email address for anybody who's in the area who wants to hook up with you, either to work or to donate, and then we'll make sure people know about the website if they want to donate to a Marine who's doing good shit out there. So, Hinkle, I don't know how you found your way into this, and I sure as hell can't be because of Caruso. But God bless you for what you're doing, and tell all the Marines out there that we love them, and all the veterans out there, we love them too, just not as much as we love Marines. But it's our tribe in motion, and we love it for its courage, for its selflessness. And you know what? It's a great example for the rest of the country, because 2 weeks ago we were watching the dropped on your head at birth crew, riding against each other, and we couldn't get away from that. And it's sad that it takes a catastrophe to see the nation that we all know and love, and that is people helping people. And that's the Marine Corps that's the Marine Corps we know, that's the nation we know, and the rest of these idiots, you know, I wish they would just go away, but the media loves it. So man, anything we can do, let us know. Really proud of what you're doing, as always. Keep up the good work, man.
Major Mac, it's always a pleasure, brother, and thank you for all that you do to continue to spread the word amongst our tribe, man. It's motivating. It really is.
All right. Keep doing the good work. We're here to support. We're here to help. We're here to paint. So let us know.
Will do. Thank you, sir. Hoorah.
Hoorah. There you have it. That is Larry Hinkle. We're going to take a break. Mike Musselman joins us next. And, you know, come on, man. It's awesome. Hinkle's going to do some great things, continue to do great things in his life. And we need to hear from Caruso, because Caruso is like John the Baptist. And if the way Caruso tells us, I'm just going around loving on people, man. I'm just loving on people. And he meets Hinkle, and Hinkle's struggling, and I think Caruso says, man, you got to do something you love. Why don't you walk across the country? You could tell what a vulnerable state Hinkle was in, because he thought that shit was a good idea. And he did it! And I forgot to ask him if he's fat now. So I'm probably not eating as much as he wants to down there. And the heat and humidity sweating that stuff off. So, yeah, you wanted to lose 10 pounds? How about 20? Anyway, we'll take a break. Gunner's going to join us next. But, let me tell you, Hinkle's going to cross paths with somebody who says, hey, man. And I know he's crossed paths with some people kind of like this. But he keeps doing, he keeps doing good stuff. Forrest Gump, man. Forrest Gump. So, God bless both of them. Two good dudes. And part of our tribe that makes doing All Marine Radio the coolest. And I will tell you this. Interviewing the Commandant of the Marine Corps is in no way, shape, or form better than interviewing Larry Hinkle. And the Commandant would say that. The Commandant would tell you, hey, if anything, it's worse. You know, I'm standing around just being a shit magnet. Hinkle's actually out whooping it on. So we'll take a break. Mike Musselman joins us next on a Tuesday that feels like Monday, on the backside of Labor Day. So, let me give you that website. If you go to www.thehump.org, okay, that is Larry Hinkle's page. All right, that's his website. There's a picture of him in a pair of camouflage shorts with some kind of pack on, military pack, with an American flag sticking out of it and a walking stick across his chest. He looks pretty skinny in that. And he got a big ass beard. So, and then towards the top of that, there's a button that says donate, MasterCard, Visa, Discover Card. And then there's also a button that says donate through GoFundMe. Click on either one of those and you can help him out. So, Larry Hinkle, Forrest Gump, down there doing good things. We love it. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.